Our star guest today is a London-based international cabaret singer and actor. She's performed at legendary venues such as the Pheasantry and the Crazy Cocks, but it was back in August 2014 when she took her first solo show to the Edinburgh Fringe that she really knew that she could do this for real. It played to packed houses. Well, I'm very pleased to say that Nikki Gaynor is coming back to the Crazy Cocks later this month with her latest show. It's a tribute to the late Nancy Lamotte. It's called Listen to Her Heart, and she's been working in conjunction with the renowned pianist Tom Waitley and under the direction of David Friedman. David Friedman, a friend of the programme and also somebody who worked very closely with Nancy Lamotte, so an ideal person to have for the show. I'm very pleased to welcome Nikki Gaynor to the programme. Nikki, welcome to Community Connections and Read on the Radio.
Thank you, Andrew. It's lovely to be here with you.
Now, you did come to this performing lark a little later in life, didn't you? But you certainly took Edinburgh by storm. Where did the seed, the kernel of wanting to perform come from, Nikki?
I think it started when I was young. You know, I sang at school and everything. And then when I left school, I had a great friend who was a pianist who played in wonderful piano bars up in the West End of London. And he played in a place called Daniel's Wine Bar at the Café Royal. And I could go in there as a single girl in the 80s and sit on a bar stool next to him and sing along. It was great. It was fun. It was just a bit of fun. And then I became a mum and I had, you know, young children at home, and going out at night didn't really fit into my life. And very sadly, Michael died at a very young age of AIDS, as happened in the 80s. And my singing sort of came to a stop. And I only really sang when my children sang. I sang with them. They were in school choirs. I sang in their school choirs. But when I was 40, my husband gave me a party and a friend said, come on, we're going to sing some songs at your party. And I stood up and said, it's my party and I'll sing if I want to. And I did, and I really enjoyed it. And I thought, yeah, I've forgotten how much I love singing. And I went and got some jazz lessons and started singing a little bit, just doing the odd sort of one song at a friend's gig or something. And then I spent the middle of my 40s, I had to have a very big back operation. I had to have my spine fused at the bottom, and it didn't go well, the operation. I had to have another one. I was in bed for well over a year. And during that year, I realized that actually, however much I love jazz, what I really loved was cabaret. I love the storytelling element of cabaret. I didn't want to sing a verse and then have to scat it and then have a drum solo and what have you. I just wanted to tell the story. So I changed my focus, and during that year in bed, I just listened. I listened to every cabaret performer I could hear. And in that time, that's when I discovered Nancy Lamotte. And Nancy Lamotte just hit me hard. And it was just like, yes, this is what I want to do. But then, of course, you've got to make it happen. And I didn't do anything for ages. I went off to cabaret school. I went to the cabaret conference at Yale and met wonderful people and sort of started to learn the craft. Then when I hit 50, my children were leaving home. Suddenly, you know, what am I going to do? I've actually been a full-time mum for 20 years. What am I going to do? I want to sing. I'm going to write a show about that and take it to Edinburgh. So my first show was Empty Nest, and it was about children growing up, you know, the lullaby that you sang them growing up, leaving home. And I stood up and said, I'm a 50-year-old woman. What am I going to do? You know, what am I going to do? Well, I'm here at Edinburgh. And I think I had no idea what really it meant. How it would lead on from there. But luckily it did. A Norwegian producer came and saw the show and took me off to Norway. I was invited to go to New York, and I brought the show to London. And the rest, as they say, is history. And this show now about Nancy Lamotte is my fifth show. So something went right.
I guess somebody coming to cabaret at the age of 50, going to Edinburgh, which with the best will in the world isn't always easy. You never know what's going to happen. But your story must have actually rung a bell with a number of people, because there are people out there that maybe haven't been as brave, in inverted commas, as you, to actually think, I can do it at the age of 50. And maybe you actually helped people realise they could.
Absolutely. In fact, that was one of the best things about that particular show, was at the end I would stand at the door and welcome, you know, say hello to everybody as they went out. The amount of, to be fair, mainly women, but not just women, who said, oh, thank you so much. You know, my children are about to leave home and I've always wanted to do an open university degree and I never thought I could do it, but if you can do this, maybe I can. And that happened actually quite a lot. And it was wonderful. I mean, even one of my sons, who I think was dreading me doing the show, just thinking, oh, this is going to be so embarrassing, you know, mum getting up and singing. And he'd always been somebody who'd sort of said, oh, I can't do that. But actually, if I could get up and do it, and it didn't, if it was going to go wrong, it didn't matter. Because when you're at 50, you know, you've been there, done that. Give it a try. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. And for him to see that was a pivotal time for him, changing his attitude of, okay, well, if mum can get up and do it, I can get up and do it. And yeah, that happened quite a lot during that run of the show.
Well, it was incredibly successful. And it was only 2 years later that you made your debut at Wilton Music Hall with Hooray for Love. So you decided to do it all over again.
I did. The madness that is me. No, listen, it was great fun. And it's fabulous working with musical directors and, you know, I for Hooray for Love, I found a new wonderful musical director called Tom Foskett Barnes, who, you know, was only in his mid-20s at that point. And we'd work on arrangements, and that there's so much joy in that, taking a song and completely changing it on its head and making it something completely different. And Tom was brilliant at that.
You're making it yours, aren't you?
Definitely. I mean, up until now, this show coming up is completely different for me, because I guess it is a tribute show. Up until now, the other shows that I've done have very much been my story. So Hooray for Love was the story of all the frogs you have to kiss before you meet your handsome prince. Starting off with, you know, a Victoria Wood song, Crush, which is a little girl on the bus singing about her, you know, 11-year-old crush on the boy in front of her. And I sang, you know, lots of songs of heartache, and then it all ended up happily when I met my husband. And my style of cabaret is really telling stories. I love telling stories. So yes, I've taken my story because that's the one I know best. And so it's been interesting doing this show about Nancy, because it is completely different to mine, but our stories, you know, meet, because she is one of the reasons that I did cabaret. And I don't know if you know anything about her story, but, you know, she suffered from illness a lot of her life. And, you know, these back surgeries that I've had, and I had another one 6 months ago, I understand pain, and she saw my pain and I see her pain. So, you know, we sort of collide a little bit.
I was going to ask you, actually, how much of Nancy you see in yourself, and you alluded to it there. But are there other elements away from her health issues that you also identify with?
I think just the songs that she's chosen to sing are just the sort of songs that I would choose to sing. And I think she's just, you know, when I first heard her, she spoke to me. She made me feel seen. And the health issues are, you know, by the by, really. You know, she sang through them, I sing through them. I mean, the only time I don't feel pain is when I'm on stage. When I'm up on that stage singing, I don't feel any pain. And I think Nancy was like that too. And David Friedman was telling me that even actually Nancy sang even better when she was going through a really bad pain stage in her life. And I find that fascinating. And I think, you know, I think the thing about cabaret is you almost need to be older in life to be able to sing. You know, you can't sing about heartache really when you're 20 because you really haven't had very much of it. You need to have lived life a bit, and then you can sing these songs.
You mentioned David Friedman there, and he is your musical director for this particular show. But he has such a personal connection with Nancy because he produced all of her 8 albums.
Well, it's now 10 albums. He's produced more of them, the latest one being Nancy singing his songs. Gosh, what an honour to have David Friedman involved. It's been amazing to have him involved because he did know her so well. It's also been quite daunting, obviously, because I feel a huge responsibility to Nancy. I'm not trying to be her in any way. I don't sound like her. I'm not trying to sound like her. It's not an impersonation. It's my interpretations of the songs. We are using Christopher Marlowe's wonderful arrangements as well. But singing David's songs, which have been recorded by so many people now, and I have to sing them to him, it's very daunting. But he is an incredibly generous man with his guidance. It's just been an absolute joy to be involved with him, and we do it all on Zoom, but he is actually flying over for the shows. He will be here the week before, so we're going to practice the week before in the room together, and he's coming to all 3 nights, which is, you know, fabulous.
How did your paths cross initially then with David?
They crossed because having done the cabaret conference at Yale, we had the most amazing faculty teachers looking after us, teaching us. Tony Award winners and amazing MDs, one of which was Alex Rybeck, who is Liz Calloway's pianist, amongst others. He plays for Jeff Harner, so many people he plays for.
He's been on the programme, Nikki.
I'm sure he has. I'm sure he has. Alex was over in London last year, and we had lunch together, the two of us, and I was picking his brains and saying, now, because he wrote What a Funny Boy He Is, which is a song that Nancy recorded. Sadly, it didn't get into the show because it sort of didn't fit into the story, although I really wanted to sing it for Alex. But I said, you know, who should I be talking to about this? And he sort of said, you know, obviously David Friedman. And then I have another cabaret friend in New York, Joanne Halev. And between the two of them, they put me in touch with David. And we had a Zoom call, and I think he obviously went away and listened to my singing and what have you. And before I knew it, he was on board.
Incredible that you can be 2 meetings away from your absolute cabaret hero as well, somebody who knew her intimately.
Absolutely. And he knows all the stories. I mean, if we had our way, I think this show would go on for like 3 hours because there's so many stories we would love to tell. There's so many songs we want to sing. And I think we started off with like, I don't know, 30 songs on the list that we just went through them. And then we realized, oh, that's got to go, that's got to go. But this is really important to the story, so that has to go in. So I think some of the songs, I mean, Nancy's real hits are in there. There are a few that people might not know that are a bit more obscure, but they tell the story of Nancy so well, so we've put them in.
It sounds an absolutely wonderful show and a very suitable tribute to a wonderful performer. Before we talk about the business end and give all the ticket information and the email addresses, can I just pick your brains about one other thing that you do? And that's your Christmas show. Wrong time of year for us to play any music. But how did that come about? Because we all love a good Christmas sing-along, don't we?
We sure do. And Yeah, I wanted to do a Christmas show. It's called Unashamedly Christmas, and it really is that every single song is a Christmas song. But I don't just sing the happy songs. There's a few sad ones that get thrown in the mix, because you have to acknowledge that some people there don't like Christmas. So we acknowledge every side of it. But I also throw in some sing-alongs. We have the classic sing-along, which has got the, you know, chestnuts roasting and all of that stuff. And then at the end, we have the modern sing-along, which just everybody loves that. And what's great about this show is I change it every year. I take out a few and put in a few new ones every year. So it always changes. But actually, people come year after year after year. And I didn't do it last year because I had this other big surgery and I was in bed again. But the amount of messages that I have saying, why aren't we seeing the Christmas show? You know, Christmas hasn't started. Christmas is ruined this year because you haven't done your show, which is lovely that people feel like that. So, yes, hopefully the crazy cocks are going to give me a couple of nights this December to do the Christmas show.
Keep in touch with the show and we'll get you back on to promote that nearer the time, because I think that could be a better time to play a bit of Christmas music by then. It's May. I'll be told off by everybody if I do that now. Let's talk about your show that's coming up at the Crazy Cocks. It's on May the 20th, the 21st and the 22nd. It's called Listen to Her Heart, a tribute to the wonderful Nancy Lamott, featuring your pianist, Tom Wakeley, and under the direction of David Friedman. How can people, Nikki, find out more information and, most importantly, buy those tickets?
They can go directly onto the Crazy Cocks website, which is actually Brasserie Zadel, which makes it a little confusing. The Crazy Cocks is the cabaret room within Brasserie Zadel. They can go onto my website, which is www.nikkigayner, G-A-Y-N-E-R. Most people think it's an O, but it's an E-R. Or they can follow me on Instagram, where I'm trying to be good and doing a few posts about it. Not my best talent. But yes, we put a few posts. So follow me on Instagram. Go to my website or go to the brasseriezadel.com website, and there's a book now page, and you'll find, if you look at May 20th, 21st and 22nd, there will be a link.
And I'm sure if you just Google Crazy Cocks and your name, Nikki, I'm sure that will work. And just for our listeners, Cox is the French spelling, C-O-Q-S. So Crazy Cocks.
Yes, it's the chicken.
Nikki Gaynor, it's been absolutely lovely chatting with you. Thank you so much. Can I wish you all the very best for the show? I know Nancy would be proud. And come back on nearer Christmas. Tell us how the show went. Maybe we'll just play a little bit of Christmas music.
That would be an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much, Andrew.
I can see there's a change in me. Something's been rearranging me, and I like it. I like what I'm seeing here. You turn me into a new human being. I can see there's a shift in me. Something funny was lifting me. I was funny, a bumble loser. You turn me into a lollapalooza, and it's a lovely exchange. It's been a real big change. My life is bubbles and I got me no more troubles to spare. Along as easy as a song. There ain't any more blues in me. me. I wanna thank you for choosing me. Oh, I need you. And I'm so bewitched with you. Think I might even wanna get hitched with you. I'm completely deranged. It's been a little bit changed. What love it teaches us is everything is peaches and cream. Like a dream come true, pretty baby. A piece of cake and it's all there for just the taking and free. Thank you.